I saw a video very recently where you were speaking into it, and you were very good at speaking on the spot. So how about you introduce this episode? No, I'll do it.
Hello.
Episode 20. No, oh. That's a bit of a milestone, isn't it?
What video was I talking in and talking very good?
At this point, I can't remember. That's the only prep I have for this episode is to say that.
What a pile of crap.
I could have done
much better than that. Good evening, my wonderful... Okay, you're right. You did fine. Welcome to episode 20.
It's quite a milestone. Episode 20. What'll it be?
Is that what it is? Wow,
yeah,
20.
What can we do today? Huh?
And, you know, we're living it up because we've got a lot of milestones. We'll be celebrating the third anniversary of KoopaCon's birth in just a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the launch of Pomex, the 10th event, the big one. You know, there's a lot going on.
Oh, certainly.
But how about we go way back? Because last time we were talking, we were talking about something called Bromance Mountain. And I am delighted to report that the recording was a complete and absolute shit show and so inappropriate that we are not posting it. To be fair, I blame Pontus and Mo because their questions were just atrocious. I always envisioned it was going to be like this really deep and sobering and almost like spiritual journey.
Inside
and then a question comes up involving people's orifices. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
It was one very generic one. Then maybe one very like out there one. So it was a bit kind of up, down.
Yeah,
then I was fairly lacklustre for the most part till I came to one.
Let's not go there.
I won't.
It was a disaster. Okay. So anyway, we're going to redo it. We're going to do it live during the anniversary period of KoopaCon. We're not sure if we're going to do it live on Twitch or on Facebook, but we will let you know when it happens.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a rule that if we do it on Twitch, naturally we'll be playing some kind of multiplayer co-op game for every, let's say Mario Kart, for example. Every time you lose to me, or vice versa, I'll get to ask you a question.
Ooh, interesting. We could be there a long time. As long as there's alcohol, I'll be able to push through.
There'll be no questions to me, because I will beat you every time. It's on.
We'll find a better game then. Bromance Mountain to be continued. Since then, we've also had the announcement of the Australia date. Now, a little bit touching on the Australia date. It is very difficult to get a date in a decent hotel. So the hotel that we're using, I'm not going to say which, is very booked up. So we had to work with what we had. Finding a venue in Sydney was actually terribly difficult. And I know it's peak summer. I know it's going to be hot. I know it's close to Christmas. But I assure you that it was the best available date. The hotel have wicked air conditioning. So it will feel perfectly comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And we will share information as soon as we can. At the moment, we're testing the waters to see what the feedback's like. Then we're going to sign the contract. Then we're going to announce the venue. And then we'll launch tickets probably, I don't know, mid to late summer. I'm guessing. I'd say that's a fair estimation. Usually it's about 9 months before-ish, give or take.
Yeah. Depend here and there.
Which means that actually we'd be pushing tickets quite soon. But so between 7 and 9 months is the typical. So yeah.
That's good.
But and today we announced Adam Crowsdale as the guest for the Bigger Pom.
Mm-hmm.
I know our Bigger Pom folk. Too. Yeah, we've had Adam he came to Toronto and he's done one in London.
Mm-hmm.
Good guest. He enjoys the community. Very down to earth. And, you know, I know that the bigger prom.
Well, it can probably sound right, I suppose.
Yeah, you could say that word, yeah. The bigger pom crowd, we're probably getting a little bit itchy, you know, for a guest announcement. So there you go. There are others in the works. We'll time them out over the period between now and the event. So relax, it's all good. But we've already mentioned that this is going to be a very 15 orientated event, hence why the evening is called the Insomnia Ball.
Indeed.
Which I'm quite excited for.
Oh.
We're having a suit tailored.
Oh, very nice. You bringing someone special for the ball?
Am I bringing someone special?
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine bringing my wife would be a good start. I mean, I can bring you two.
That's okay.
Oh, sorry,
Alan. That's the afterthought. It's okay. That's good. I've got my date anyway. I just testing.
Do you?
Maybe.
I mean, someone comes to mind.
Well, we're going to wait for Bromance Mountain perhaps next month, if you can remember that.
Deal.
You can beat me in a race. Very good.
Then again, isn't Jonathan coming? So does that mean that Red 13's making an appearance?
Why would you bring this up at this moment, I wonder?
Who knows? Anyway, RKJ. RKJ. RKJ.
RKJ. Yes, I'll take it from here. Volume 2 of the Record Keeper's Journal. I have been getting some nice applications in. Mostly a lot of art, the art story or two here. This is a little tip for people to know. We have quite
there
a
few. There once was a man named Alan. He liked to... He came from a town called Flannan. He sat on a chair without just, even a care and bumped his noggin a roggin. There you go. Stick that in the book.
No, line 5 has to rhyme with the first two.
Oh, wow.
Disgusting. Anyhow. I will
Who
put,
made
I'll,
the rules?
I will definitely put... I'll make sure you have got an entry in this. Staff will... Will anyone who is any form of staff in this nice community will have to they will have to contribute something. Whether it exists or not already, they'll have to contribute something. So anyhow, I've got quite a few entries so far from the likes of Final Fantasy 15 and 8, but there's still plenty of time to have entries in with those. So if you want to submit any art or any stories you have, bring them on. You know, the sooner the better, because it's all about just having some feature after all. So come and join. It's going to be a lovely book at the end of it. It's a wonderful piece.
Wonderful.
So yeah, indeed. We'll have drawings as well, we will. Us too.
Shall we talk about Pomex?
Indeed.
Pomex approaches way faster than I want it to. No, I'm really excited for Pomex, naturally. With the countdown's on. You know, there's less than a month till tickets go on sale. Which is pretty exciting. I'm just feeling the hype for it. I know a lot of the content that's already coming for it, like we announced on Patreon that we have, I think it was 28 plus new cards coming, which is exciting. And we're already deep in the guest preparation. And nobody really knows what to expect on a ticket front, you know, so.
Yeah, I'd look forward to seeing a reaction. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think I'm working on the days, and quite like Pomingham Palace went on sale, I remember being in work and just having to run into an office and hide for a while because I kept getting these messages saying, Alan, watch this, check it out, look at the reaction, look at the tickets go. It's, you know, it was amazing. So I'm hoping for a sort of repeat that way.
Well, I don't know. You know, and I know that we put a warning up saying, you know, the last one sold out in 23 hours and people are like, well, I'm not going then. And it's like, you know, come on, folks. We're just giving you I'm just trying to do something nice for you here, telling you, just giving you a heads up.
A heads up.
I mean, I'm just trying to be nice. If you want to be overdramatic about it, that's fine. We're just trying to make sure that people are aware that it could happen.
That's it. I mean,
I'm just trying to be nice. I cannot control the splurging.
I mean, that's it.
Attendees.
Tickets are bought, they're bought. But in the end, 23 hours is still time to not have to panic buy, you know? It's not like
Correct. It's
in the first half an hour, so you have to make sure you're somewhere. Fair
Correct.
Enough, that'll probably happen with the premium ones. But again, if you're on Patreon, be no issue there. There'll
and
always be
you
enough
know,
tickets
we,
for both.
But... We announced that tickets were going on sale months ago. And the thing I always tell myself is, and this, some people may see this as being a bit, I don't know, abrupt or rude. But the way I see it is if someone's like, oh, well, I'm never going to be able to go then, they obviously didn't want to go. And that's fine. And that's why we've always kept a very reduced attendee number, because I want people to come who want to come, you know, who've got the drive, who feel the vibe. And I think that because this is going to be our, what, fourth event in the UK?
Fifth? Two in London, Birmingham, Scotland, London, yeah.
Oh, wow, fifth in the UK. I think we're going to get a really good crowd. I'm seeing a lot of people who went to the WePom or went to Pomathon or went to one of the London ones. There's a lot of people coming from Europe. Oh, God. Oh, it's going to be good.
Oh, actually, I forgot to mention, I've had some messages from different people. I know people coming from far other areas as well that I'll talk about later.
Lovely.
So, yeah. This is probably going to be the most international.
Ground control to
inbound.
Major Tom.
Would it be exciting?
Take your protein pills and what is it? Put your helmet on. No?
I unfortunately don't know all the lyrics beyond that, but okay. I don't know if that was another attempt at the lyrics, limerick as well at that point.
No, I'm pretty sure that was the words. Anyway,
I don't know, unfortunately.
It might not be. If not, then I look like a pillock. Community groups been a little bit on the quiet side recently, and that's probably because we are very much in between events.
Yeah, the gaps between, you always have that sort of like, let's say two, even sometimes 3 weeks after an event. But yeah, it's a lull now because the next event coming is not for another, at this point, about 4 months away.
Yeah, but so let me say this, us out on Twitch. Like, we've started Twitching and people are already judging, and that's fine. Screw you guys. You play Final Fantasy. I organize international conventions about it. You know, so what? I don't know my way around the sphere grid. And so what? I used an antidote on silence. Shit happens, you know?
You haven't left over steps, though. I mean, damn.
Oh, fuck off, Alan.
I don't know. It's a bit upsetting. My sphere grid had them all going around the sphere place at the same time.
That's why I can't play tactics. I can't even bring myself to play tactics. Say I had a lot of steps. You mean like I was moving too many spots?
No, as in whenever you had like a level up, let's call it, you were able to take like a certain amount of steps and you just end and build up, you know?
So?
Use that stuff immediately.
Yeah, but I wasn't struggling.
I don't know. I'm kidding with you. I'm gonna. Here's the honest truth. I haven't seen enough of you play yet.
Quite frankly, I couldn't give a shit what you think.
Oh, you
I play
do?
Final Fantasy. No, I don't. I really don't. I play it because I enjoy it, and I couldn't give a monkey's what anyone thinks of my playing.
No, I
really
know.
Couldn't. Shove it. We are on Twitch. twitch.tv/KoopaCon. Myself, Nat's been streaming Nier. Such a great game. Jesus, such a good game. I wish it was part of the Final Fantasy franchise. Oh, I love Nier. Nikki was playing a little bit of 12 the other day, so we're just on the cusp of affiliation, so I suspect we will be an affiliate by the time this gets out there, hopefully, or very close to it.
Oh, very nice. After our discussion right now, I've just been banned from playing on Twitch, so that's okay. So
why have you been?
What's that?
Oh, because of this conversation. Oh,
yes,
shut up.
That's okay.
No, you're just you know what you are? You're a tit. You're a grade A tit. You said that, oh, yeah, I might stream. Just get on and do it, all right? Just stream. Artist series. I want to just drop this in. We have a new artist series coming. There was an artist at the Wee Pom. Really liked their work. Contacted them. They agreed. Artist series incoming, really nice, really unique, has a more, you know, kind of cartoony-esque-ness to it. You'll really like it. Like, I know you're going to like it. And we're hoping to show them off probably around April, May. So I think it's quite likely they'll be ready in time for New Jersey. I'm hoping.
Nice. Very nice.
Talking to Tripom cards, we've got staff cards coming. Yay! I don't know exactly what's happening with them and how, but they will be released for the first time at Pomex. Unless something magical happens and they're ready earlier, but I doubt it. How you will receive them, I do not know, but we're going to make it. It's not just going to be a simple purchase. I'm going to make it difficult. I want people to try for these ones.
There's a temptation to say only the staff members will have their own card and we have something to do with those,
because
it's kind of like going to distract from our work.
800 people approach Alan for the Steve card. No. Huh? No. 9, nada.
No.
There's lots of new characters coming. New Limit Break card coming. New Limit Break card coming. It's a Final Fantasy VI character.
Six? Ooh.
Ooh, and I'm thinking about making the promo card for Pomex, the first foil promo. Boom. So that's a possibility.
I think it was still too early for hints as to what the promo is going to be.
Yes, we are. And we can talk a little bit about the promo for the bigger poem. All I'll say is it's very relevant to the event. And finally, towards the end of this year, we are going to begin the mammoth task of updating all the current Tri-Pom cards to match the latest version, which is the one with the colored bars. So all the cards are double-sided now, but we want to make it so they all have matching name bars and make sure that the gradients all match perfectly. So all the original ones way back when we first introduced the second generation will be updated. I mean, you don't have to collect them if you don't want to. The changes are minor, but we just want the set to be, you know, pristine and look pretty. So that's going to be, and it's a very expensive task. We're talking thousands upon thousands of dollars to reprint, you know, 150,000 cards.
But isn't it quite amazing to think that one of the main reasons for having to reprint them is because they're all out in the wild now, you know, in people's houses, people's hands.
Yeah, I don't actually know how many. I'm trying to think how many Tri-Pom cards we've printed, and I honestly can't tell you off the top of my head. I'll have to give that some thought. It's probably in the region of definitely over 200,000. Definitely. Probably closer to 300,000.
Well,
if not more.
Back to the many boxes stocked and stacked in your house again.
Actually, I've got very little right now. So it's, Time's moving. You know, there's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
And for those, I've mentioned it already, Patreon special next month, which you'll receive in April, is a booster pack with the King Mog foil card. The first non-limit break foil card ever to be released.
Very fancy.
Mm-hmm. Just a little thank you from us to you. So yeah, that's really KoopaCon in a nutshell right now. Honestly, between working on other conventions, I haven't really had that much time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been some, you know, there's been some recent Final Fantasy news. Where do you want to go first?
Well, let's see. I just caught my Switch caught my eye, and I feel like that's quite an appropriate place to begin.
So many titles coming to the Switch.
Yes, I mean, Nine came out just a while ago.
Nine came out last week, I think it was. Seven is coming out on March 26th, I believe.
It is. That's it.
12 is coming out in April. I think it's 10 and 12 is coming out in April, isn't it?
Okay.
Anyway, the short version, everything is coming out on the Switch. Chocobo Dungeon's coming. So there's a really good range of titles coming to the Switch. I love the Switch. It's a console, quite frankly, that I don't use enough. I'd like to use it more. I really want to use it more, and I shall use it more.
Mm-hmm.
I will force myself.
I have to say, it's great for transport, and I go to your place next month. That's just one of the main things I need to pack is my Switch. Just boom. Airplane entertainment. Boom.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Well, I guess we could talk a little bit about the trip, you know, actually, while you mention it. You're actually coming over to pay me a visit. And it just so happens that the day after you get here is the third anniversary of KoopaCon.
I know.
Which is really quite special because it will be myself, you, Natalie, and Nikki, which would be the four people.
The OG.
The original gem. We are the four people that were here from the beginning. And that's quite special. I'm looking forward to just celebrating it with the three of you. And, you know, doing a special cast there. I'll definitely get teary for sure.
Oh, definitely.
It's been a hell of a roller coaster, and that will be really wonderful to celebrate with you guys. So I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent.
And Switch titles, lots coming out. And then obviously the what were they classing it as, the prologue to episode Arden was released?
Yes, the anime prologue.
Have you seen it?
That I actually haven't. I have it saved on a watch later playlist.
Have not watched it either. And I will tell you for the reason. I will wait until the game drops. I will wait until the DLC drops. One of my biggest complaints about 15 is how fragmented it has been. So I refuse to fragment it any further. I will wait. I'm going to wait for Arden to drop, and then I'm going to start the game fresh. I'm going to Twitch it. I'm going to stream it. And I'm going to play it all in one gigantic lump. Because I've tried to go back to it, and I just can't at the moment. I want everything in place. Like, I'm almost waiting for the, I know they had the Royal Edition. I wonder once Arden's out the door if they're going to repackage it again.
True.
Something tells me they will.
Like,
it does seem like a very Square Enix thing to do, doesn't it?
I think, you know, the scrap DLC that, you know, I think that was episode Luan and Noctis and all this.
Aranea,
it's going to be put in a novel form. So if that's the case in like actual book, then they could release that alongside every package version.
Why do they fragment this game so badly? God. I would have happily waited another 2 years and had it all in one lump. I personally think that the episodes, the DLCs, would play better if when you're playing the game, it would almost signal you during the game to play the episodes where they are most relevant.
Yeah.
Rather than it being extra content. 15 will be appreciated a lot more in 4 or 5 years.
I think that's the same with
every Final Fantasy. It's always appreciated after its time.
You know, if it's possible to somehow release it where there's a seamless transition between, not necessarily seamless, but a transition between the, let's say you get to a certain chapter and that's relevant for somebody's episode and it goes into and it rolls into it and then, you know.
Yeah, and I think it inevitably will come to that. I hope. I am really excited for everything that's happening in the 14 universe. I need to get back into 14. I'm so thankful for Twitch right now. You have no idea. Like, I've actually sat and played 10 for 5 hours. You have no idea how much of a big deal that is for me to say that I've sat and played a game. It's phenomenal. It makes me so happy. I'm so pathetic.
It's just a yeah, I mean, okay, you run the events based in the games, you may as well have a little bit of knowledge about it. No, I'm kidding, but no.
You may as well be able to play it.
But yeah, I want to just mention something that you brought up there about all the new stuff at 14. Did I or did I not see something about some form of real-life Final Fantasy Reading service that's rolled out very recently in that?
Yeah, and Yoshi P, actually, the producer, actually attended a couple of weddings. Ooh. Oh, God. Hashtag tacky. I mean, it looks cool, but no. I mean, it's not for me. It's definitely not for me.
I see.
No. I mean, you know, if you met someone through 14, maybe you'd be more. But no. I think it's cool, but I think it's a gimmick. But, you know, fair enough. The Asian market's very different to our world. So maybe it will sell better over there, but no. Shh.
I suppose if only we had met through that game. But anyhow.
Oh, we met in a cool way, kind of.
Nearly 3 years ago. But well, I suppose there's only one more episode between then and the next one. It'll be a unique recording of sorts, no less.
Oh, because we'll be together.
Mm-hmm.
Together forever.
And I know damn well that that's going to be a juicy episode because every time, you know, we think, shall we say this? Nah, we can hang on. Everything we would have at that point in time, come the end of March, we would have said we'll hang on for, will not be hung on to. There'll be a lot
We should post something in the community group and say that for, like, we're going to do an anniversary stream in the community group or something like that. And, you know, we're going to do Bromance Mountain and we're looking for questions from the community. Mm-hmm. And they can ask us whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know, as deep as you want to go, let's go there.
Yeah, KubeCon related or not, or, you know, personal stuff. I know we've been trying to get stuff out of each other for a couple of years now, so I think now maybe this might be the time the group can push it out of us.
Possibly. We'll find out, won't we? Tune in next time. So I can't think of anything else that's really been going on. You know, laying some groundwork for Vancouver, starting to hunt for a venue for Montreal.
I'm scouting Ireland, no less.
I'm actually seriously looking at mainland Europe for the future. But it won't be, I mean, right now I'm not looking any further ahead than Montreal because that sees us into the middle of next year, right? So
exactly.
So I'm good where I am for now.
That's saying something.
Yes, it is. I guess that's it.
I think we should wrap it up there. I started
sounds it's a chunk funky of monkey
there, I think. No, I did that.
Oh, I got an idea. Oh, I really shouldn't. Don't Pontus will get yet. Angry. No, Pontus will get a bit shitty with me, but should we just have a tiny snippet of Mozart Volume 4 to flow out to? Just a little volume bit. I told him I wouldn't. Sorry, 3. Got carried away.
Really far, I think, ooh.
Sorry, I got really carried away. Would you like just a little bit of 3 as we roll out?
Do it.
Okay, it's done. You say your goodbyes and I'll roll out to it.
Shall do. Everyone, thanks once again for tuning in. And most importantly, thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. It really means so much. And you know, it's easy for us to say this each and every time we finish an episode, but sincerely, thank you.
We mean it. And, you know, I'm sure the ladies would say the same because it pays for wine time, which we'll be making a return very, very shortly. God help us all. Until next time. Take care, spread love, not diseases.
Just about to say till then, folks, but okay. Hope the music is drowning us out by now.